and therefore you can learn that as the word sefer, and that's why if it's mechupin that it doesn't apply, or because it's a dinin sefer. Taisvis here in our sugya is mechalek between two dinim and sirtut. Now Taisvis is mechadish that is a din of sirtut called shita v'shita, and there's a din of sirtut elyain. It's funny, in the beginning Taisvis talks about sirtut elyain, at the end he says dalit sirtutin, meaning like a frame around it. Either way, it's a sirtut not on every line. I don't know how you deal with that stira. Taisvis talks about the top line, and then at the end of Taisvis talks about it's framed all four sides. I don't know, we seem to just machavek, but it seems to be a bit of a problem in Taisvis. But anyway, Taisvis says there are two dinim of sirtut. There's a din of sirtut called shita v'shita. That's a din that's olcham shemesinai by mezuzah, or if you hold by sefer Torah, then it's by sefer Torah too. And then there's a separate din of sirta divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is just the shita al yayna, and if you do the shita al yayna, then that's good enough. The everything else is going to follow. So this is Pasha's not like the Brisker Rav. It's saying that there are two separate dinim. It would answer the Rambam. Right, the whole thing with the Rambam was the Rambam said tefillin are covered. Who cares if they're covered? So Brisker Rav had a shtickle tire. According to this, it could be that you take off two dinim. A sefer has needs sirtut, plus divrei Torah needs sirtut. Tefillin would need on the shita al yayna. Since they're covered, that's why they don't need on the shita al yayna. Why don't they need on every line? That's because of the regular halachim shemesinai that tefillin don't need. Kapanim Taisvis learns apparently that they're two different dinim and sirtut. The Shulchan Aruch, when you open up the Shulchan Aruch and you learn the halachis of Siman Resh Pei Dalet, and you learn how we paskin. So first of all, we paskin that anytime you write three words, you do need sirtut. However, the Shulchan Aruch mentions three or four big kulas in this inyan. One kula is imuksav ashuris. That this din of sirtut is a halacha in ksav ashuris, which means the black letters of Lashon Kodesh, the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, the way it's written here in the Gemara, these letters. Ksav ashuris. There's a letter of the Rambam, the Igres HaRambam, who Rambam was asked, why is it that Jews write, most of us, when you write, you're writing your notes, you're not writing Ksav Ashuris, you're writing what we call script, not really script in the sense that the letters are not connected. So we have our own Aleph Beis, we have what we call Rashi Aleph Beis. Why is it that Jews made their own forms of the Aleph Beis? So the Rambam writes in his Tshuva that the reason is because of this halacha. You don't have to do sirtut all the time. So memela, we write in our own script, and that doesn't require ksav ashuris, and that's how the minig came about. It doesn't have to be thick in a sefer Torah. It's kosher even if it's not thick. Doesn't have to be. There's no shear of reich of kulness.
You don't write the manush.
If you do the outline of the aleph beis, if it's meant to copy ksav ashuris, then it should be a problem. Then it should need. So kula number one is it's only ksav ashuris. Kula number two is if it's a davar tzachos, like Taisvis says, it's not written to learn from, it's just written as an expression in a letter, that's also mutter. And kula number three, that it's enough shita al yayna, also like our Taisvis. So in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it brings three kulas. Ashuris, if it's written as a davar tzachos, and if it's written as Shitel Yaino. The Shachin Taz say more. They say that if you're writing a letter and the top line is not Psukim, so the top line doesn't need Sirtut, so then the second line, if you're writing a Pasuk, doesn't need Sirtut, because the second line, you already have the top line to base your Ksiva on. It could be as straight as the top line. So that's also a Kula. And then the Piskei Tshuva brings yet another Kula from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the Sirtut of Divrei Torah, it's enough even with a pencil. You have lines, you make lines, you don't scratch it. Sirtut normally is a scratch it into the paper. If you make lines with a pencil, and then you write, or our paper, you buy loose leaf paper, comes pre-lined. So those lines are also good enough for Sirtut. Because, why? So apparently all these kulis are based on Svara. What's a Svara? So we have to say that Divrei Torah, Sifrei Svarim needs Sirtut, that's a halacha. You can't do a mezuzah with pencil. You can't make lines with pencil on a mezuzah. So that's a halacha. Reb Yitzchak's din, that Divrei Torah needs Sirtut, that's, so it should be neat. Apparently that's the Svara of Taisus. It should be neat. And if the reason is it should be neat, so you have other ways of making it neat, that's also good. That's apparently the halacha. So why don't our Gemaras have Sirtut? Because the top line it says Hamevi Get. Perakush and Git. Maybe. It is Ksav Ashuris. Maybe Get is Ksav Ashuris. So the question is if printed maybe is good enough. Because printed, you set it beforehand to be straight. Although someone tied that in his forum he has a page which is printed crooked. So, I don't know. Not sure. What's wrong? How maybe get? It's not a full line. All right, but then you have always the top line in Ksav that's not Ashuris. So under it, right, you have always the top four lines that are not Ksav Ashuris. Huh? What?
Take out a chumash, it doesn't have a heading on
it. Take out a chumash. What are you going to do with a chumash? What are you going to do with a siddur? Is that how does halacha require that? Or, you're saying that's the heter. If not for that, it wouldn't be a heter. That's what you're saying. If you look in the back of a siddur where it has tilshani in every parasha, it has a heading. I don't know if it has a heading. Maybe not. So, every daf. Okay, I don't know. I don't know how far it goes as far as printing. But I had one problem here. The problem was that if you say it's a svara, I'm asking. It's a svara, it has to be neat. Chazal made it a halacha, so it's not just stamus, it's a halacha. But you have to be sure it's neat. You can't say, I'm a good artist. If you're making a sign for the sukkah, you want to write the besukkah station Shivas Yamim. So you have to beforehand make a line. You can't do it without a line. It's got to be with a line. Rather, there's a tshuva in the Dvar Avram that if it's done near the top of the paper, so the top edge of the paper is also a line. So it's also make, or maybe on the octags, that's what they do. So, all right. But if you're writing in all the octags, you have to make lines. That's the halacha it should be neat. So I understand. If you say svaris, I understand all the coolest. Just one thing, I don't understand why dafka ksav ashuris. If you're going to tell me Salah Chomishim Sinai, I understand Dafka Ksav Ashuris. No other Ksav. But if you're going to tell me it's a Svara that Divrei Torah have to be neat, maybe it's off the cover of the Divrei Torah, or it's because people shouldn't make mistakes, whatever the reason. So why Dafka Ksav Ashuris? What's the difference which alphabet I write it?
It's a more formal appearance of Torah. Only that level.
So we're saying Dafki Svara. Svara Machrech that. I don't know, as far as it has such a half of that, that it's Dafka Ksav Ashuris.
What kind of Torah are you talking about? Anything that's written in Torah?
Any Pasuk. A Pasuk from the Torah. Pasuk of three words or four words, of Machlokes in the Gemara.
Oh, so then our Gemara is something on it. Because it's just a Gemara, it's not
a Pasuk. Yeah, but sometimes the top line may be a Pasuk of the Gemara.
But there's always our Rashi.
That's what we're saying. That's what we said before. You always have the Rashi lines about it. Unless you'll find me a page where the Tap Dibra Maslova Rashi is a pasuk and it's three words or four words. So you have to look through Shas. Or maybe think through Shas. Why? Dafka. It's continuing. It's printed, but he says that sometimes printed things are crooked too. Sometimes the printing comes out crooked. That's not nice. That's nice. I mean, if I do a search that's crooked, it would also be good. Okay, anyway, my bottom line is to make this point that if it's halacha, I understand Ashuras is excluded. If it's a svara, it's a little difficult to understand. I have a problem. Somebody asked me, I don't know the answer. Rabbi Aviyasar, what's wrong with Rabbi Aviyasar? What did he write? He wrote, B'nei Adam Ma'ilim Misham Lakan, Hein Kaimu Ba'atzma Ve'yitnu Ayele B'zayna. Ve'yitnu Ayele B'zayna was the second line. What's the problem? I know, but the Taz Hashas say if it's a second line, it's not a problem, even Ladrasha. If it's not Ladrasha, it can even be a top line. Say two different attires. They're saying one heter is, if it's the very tzachas, that's always a heter. And the second heter is that if the top line is straight, then the second line could be the very tzachas. The two separate heterim.
His line had more than eight words on it.
You can get a very long line.
Yeah, it's very small, but third of the page.
Could be.
But why did he say something? He wasn't saying that.
Maybe it was on the top line. So that's your answer. Okay. So that's your answer. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that Tosis Kasha would be answered. Tosis says to Kasha that that why do you need Halach Mishum Sinai? That mezuzah needs Sirtut. If you need Sirtut anyway, I'll be very tired. So then, why do I need Halacha Mishum Sinai by Mezuzah that it needs different? Every different Torah needs. Why do I need Halacha Mishum Sinai by Mezuzah? So Kivayga says, if you hold pencil is good enough for the different Torah dikadin, so then it's a different Sirtut. A Mezuzah needs a Sirtut of dafka, of scratching out, of pressing in. It's a different Sirtut. Well, as Tosis says, but he's saying an additional Torah on Tosis Kasha. There's a machlaikis hapaiskim if sirtut of a mezuzah has to be lishma. The Bach says a mezuzah sirtut has to be lishma, and the Shach says it does not need lishma. So logically, it should depend again. If sirtut is a halacha mishum Sinai, it's a din, no svara to it, just a din. So then it's mistaver it should need lishma. If sirtut is a din in divrei Torah, then it's mistaver, it does need lishma. If it's a din in hilchas mezuzah, then you need lishem mitzvah mezuzah. If it's a din in divrei Torah, or in a sefer Torah, we do it. If we do it in a sefer Torah because it's a din that divrei Torah needs sirtut, so it shouldn't need lishma. If it's a din in sefer Torah needs, then it should need lishma. The Beis Halevi brings a raya from our Tosis that it does not need lishma. So our Tosis said, brings the Gemara. The Gemara talks about old tefillin. If you can take old tefillin and make a mezuzah out of it, I have old tefillin; they're no good anymore. But the parsha, the mezuzah has four. The tefillin has four parshias. The mezuzah doesn't have the four parshias. All it has is the first parsha. So I'm going to take that parsha and I'm going to use it for a mezuzah. Can I use a parsha of a tefillin for a parsha of a mezuzah? So the Gemara says, "Ma'ilim b'kaidish ve'imarim." So the Gemara asks, "Hamarid naisin, hamezuzah ba'isertat." He asks the kasha, "How are you going to use the first parshias of the tefillin for a mezuzah?" "I hamezuzah ba'isertat." So the mezuzah needs sirtut, and tefillin doesn't need sirtut. How could you use all tefillin for a mezuzah? That's the Gemara's kasha. What?
Something that doesn't need
sirtut, not allowed. So that's what Taisus talks about. So Taisus says that from why does the Gemara answer that they just did it on their own? So Taisus says a raya that you're not supposed to do it stamazai. You don't do sirtut stamazai. Otherwise, why in the Gemara answer that Sam he did it? Mr. taught him. So at the Beis Halevi, if sirtut needs lishma, what's bothering Taisus? Taisus saying, why didn't the Gemara answer? Mr. taught him stam, a guy did it voluntarily. If it needs lishma, so by mezuzah it needs lishma, by tefillin it doesn't need lishma. Just because a person did it voluntarily on the tefillin, Taisus says, why didn't the Gemara answer? Mr. taught him that the person did it voluntarily. They say, right, you don't do it. No, maybe you do it. If you hold it needs lishma, so what's Taisus kashin? It could be he did it on the tefillin with sirtut, but it's missing the lishma. That's why it's no good for a mezuzah. Zariah from Taisus, he says that it does not need lishma. And l'chayra, whether it needs lishma or not, should be totally vayter. If it's a din in divrei Torah, then it shouldn't need lishma. If it's a din in sefer, then it's most average, it shouldn't need lishma. L'chayra, it should be totally in that. There's one other thing that should be totally in this tutzdadim. Taisus and Saita is mesupik. If you, let's say you wrote a mezuzah without sirtut, and now you realize, could you do the sirtut afterwards? Do the sirtut afterwards. Be very careful. Cut the line very carefully, and do it afterwards. So what do you say? Be very careful not to cut the line. Do it exactly right above it.
Make sure that the last part of the line.
Has to be on the top of the letter, right on the top of the
letter. Right. Although the tagim go over the sirtut, then the lamed go over.
So you can fix tagim, you can fix after. There's no chesaron in kesidra. You can fix the tagim. So let's say you forgot sirtut on a line that doesn't have a lamed. If you have a practical problem, Rabbi Kibeg is not starting off with you. He's just loved this. He brings actually, it's a taisus and sait. The taisus and sait is mesupik. If you're missing sirtut, could you do the sirtut after? What? You wrote straight. You're an expert. You wrote straight. And now you realize you didn't do sirtut. So, L'chayrit totally died in the same thing. If sirtut is a din in the Divrei Torah, that has to be written neatly. So it's a joke. Sirtut afterwards. Well, just you wrote it neat. It's still ma'akim, l'mais. And if it's a din, it's a halacha shem Sinai, so what's the difference? I do it before, I do it afterwards. What? It might be okay, but without a if I don't have such a messiah, so maybe we should be able to do it afterwards. Grada, Rabbi Kivega brings again a raya from our Taisvis to the shaila. Could you do sirtut later? He brings a raya from the same piece in Taisvis. Taisvis talks about old tefillin if you can make it into a mezuzah. So Gemara says it's missing sirtut. It's a raya you can't do sirtut later. Why does the Gemara say? Gemara says, what's a shayla that used tefillin for a mezuzah? It's missing sirtut. So Gemara should answer, you do sirtut afterwards. Vice dice, Dr. Vicky Vager, that you can't do sirtut afterwards, because otherwise I did the same type of it. Okay. Anyway, all these things are probably told you whether sirtut is a halacha or it's a din of neatness. And it seems the bottom line is that in a mezuzah or by a sefer Torah, according to Rambam and Rashi, it's a halacha. And in Divrei Torah and signs and everything else, it's a din in Divrei Torah. So you have two dinim. This din is not well known. I'm sure a lot of signs are made without sirtut. Now, Agav, there's another halacha here. That the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asa l'rakim psukim betalas." The Shulchan Aruch says that psukim should not be used for decorations, for stama decoration. It's a common thing today that psukim are used to decorate things. Seems if you're decorating a sefer, it would be okay. You want to put on the cover of a sefer, a pasuk. Seems from the Shachan Taz it's okay. But stama on a piece of paper or on a somebody has a talis on the top part of the talis, they want to put a pasuk. whatever they put on it. What? Invitation, yeah. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says, also l'rakim sukkah vitalis. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchis Sukkah, when he talks about noy sukkah, Sechen Zitzu, he says, noy sukkah shenef sukkah. It's something that the whole Welt is mezalzel in. I don't know why. It's one of my things I wonder. Everyone uses psukim. I told my wife always the decorations in the sukkah can't have psukim. So she went to the store. She said there aren't any with no psukim. They all have psukim. So I don't know. But as I state in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos by Nei Sukkah, he says that it's not correct to make decorations of psukim. It's a certain kavod that people have to have for psukim. And it's unfortunate. You see all these papers all over the shul, you know, with all the psukim. Now when they advertise, whatever they advertise a butcher store, they also put psukim in it. So, you know, it says even more here. It says, V'yeshayim Ramah, Ein lichtoiv devarim shalchayel b'ksav ashuris. Ramah says you shouldn't write any devarim shalchayel, Yeshayim, you shouldn't write any devarim shalchayel b'ksav ashuris. And the Gilya Marsha brings, La yafa masharishmin hasaychrim lifnei piskei chanaisaya mina schaira voices murban. Stores have a sign that they whatever it is they advertise it shouldn't be b'ksav ashuris. You know, it shouldn't say basa kasher in k'sav ashuris or whatever they have Israel. Everything is k'sav ashuris. Right, this at least is a yeshayimrim. The other thing of decorations is a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. Logically, I could hear a heter that if you do it on computer, sirtu should not be a problem. I don't have a claim of car for it, but it could be that it's already built in that it's straight. It's made that it goes straight. So it could be that that itself is a heter. What? Half a pasuk. That says that if it's nikkur, it's a pasuk. It says if it's nikkur, it's a pasuk. That's what seems from the mafarshim there. If it's nikkur, it's a pasuk. It's a problem. Okay, let's get back to the Agadah to Gemara here. Amalei Abaya, Atu Kadol Ayada Yisak La'Gav Rabahu Bishlam Nosel Talia Besvara L'Chai. Ha, Gemara, you Gemara lo Shmuel. Boyd, now listen to this next Gemara. Rebbe Yasser, who to ask him Morei al Yada. Rebbe Yasser had that the Rebbe Shlomo was asking to him. Again, what did Rebbe Yasser hold? Let's see. Diksiv Atizna Olav Pilakshay. What's Atizna Olav Pilakshay? There's a parsha of Pilegesh Begiva in the end of Shaifta. Pilegesh Begiva is a story where because of a whole sequence of events ended up being a civil war, a milchama between Binyamin and the other Shvatim. And many tens of thousands were killed. Shevet Binyamin was almost killed out totally. There were only Yechidim left from Shevet Binyamin. And it all started with a story of Pilegesh Begiva. And that story began, Vatizna Olav Pilakshay. A man had a Pilegesh, a wife of some sort. And she, Vatizna, literally Tizna, she was Mizana. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that the Gemara doesn't want to cite she was Mizana is because the Gemara says the husband got angry at her and separated from her. And then he wanted to bring her back. They wanted to reconcile. So if she was Mizana Tachtov, he wouldn't be allowed to reconcile. So therefore, we don't want to attach Vatizna Loshen Znus. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yasser holds it's a Loshen Mizaynis. Vatizna, Rabbi Yasser is Zvuv Matzala. In the food, she served him food that had a fly in it. And he got upset, he got angry. Rabbi Yasser Amar Nima Matzala, the Gemara will say in a few minutes, Tup Shatim. It was a hair. Va'ashkechei Rabbi Yasser Eliyahu. So Rabbi Yasser met Eliyahu Anavi. Amale, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't bring a raya that he's a big man because he had Gilei Eliyahu. That should seem to be enough of a raya. But anyway, Amale, my ka avi kod shabriya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amale, asa pipilegesh begiva. My ka ama, Amale, if yasa b'ni, Amale, if yasa b'ni kachu aymer, then yasa b'ni kachu aymer. He said, what's taich vatizne? He said, Rabbi Shalom says both. Amalei chas v'shalom, yikasveka kav yishmaya, Rabbi Shalom is misupik. Amalei, no, doesn't mean Rabbi Shalom is misupik. Eilu ve'eilu divrei elikim chayim, hem zvov matzo, v'loi hikbin. Divrei elikim chayim hem, zvov matzo, v'loi hikbin. First, the husband found a zvov in the Cairo, and he didn't get upset. Nima matzo v'hikbin. And then he found a hair, and then he was makbid. So does that seem to be like Rabbi Aviyasa? We're saying, why bring this whole story? To tell you that Asmechei Marei El Yadei, God passed it like Rabbi Aviyasa. It seems Zvul Matzav Alay Hikbid. So that's like Rabbi Aviyasa. Ramesha writes in the Divrei Ramesha such an akuda that he found his vuv, he wasn't Mac, but he said, look, it happens. You know, a husband can be several things. Once the Nima Matzah, he was Macbeth on everything. He was Macbeth on the old things too. You know, he brought out already the old tainess. You know, you have a tain against somebody, you keep it quiet. But eventually, it burst out, so you already bring up all the old laundry also. All the old tainess you bring back. So that's the chsarim. The chsarim wasn't that he was Macbeth on the Nima. You know, if you tell your wife it's paid on something, maybe she could be civil. But if you bring up the old stuff, that's bad. That's much worse. So, Zvuv Matzo V'loi Hikbid, Nima Matzo Hikbid, it was the Zvuv that did it. It was the Kepedon, the old stuff, or the old Kepedis, that's where the problem is. That's Zvuv Matzo V'Hikbid. Ramesha Grada has a tshuva which he buys Kedarka B'Kaydesh. He has always from very often from Agadita he buys halachas or he attaches it to halachas. Ramesha has a tshuva in which he says another pshat in this Gemara. He says Rabbi Yosef's chiddush was the vatizne is not a lashon snus, it's a lashon mezaynus. That was Rabbi Yosef's chiddush. And why? Because he didn't want to tie Shvatizna Lashon Znos, because then it comes out the husband was a Russian. He took her back, Shalai Kedin. She was Mizana. He separated from her, and now he takes her back. So if you learn about Tizna as a Lashon Znos, that means the husband is a Russian. So Rabbi Yasser wanted to tie that he's not a Russian, so he was Mechadish to tie Shvatizna Lashon Mizainis. And that, Rabbi Shalom was masking to him. Shvatizna is a Lashon Mizainis. So in the Drosha Sakra, the Rabbi Shalom was masked. Mamai Nafkamina. Ramesha has a tshuva whether it's mutter to be mevaza a body for Tayelas of being Ma'ira people. Whether it's mutter to be mevaza, the Grada the tshuva was written when there was a problem in Eretz Yisrael. In certain hospitals, they were doing autopsies without permission of the family. And it was a time when it was a big thing. It was a big tumult when I was learning here in the Beis Medrash. So it goes back a couple of years. But it was the big thing. Everyone, there were demonstrations against it that they were. So they asked Rav Moshe if they could bring the mutilated Evarim to a demonstration to try to be Meir. Well, that's what the Alpi did. So Rav Moshe, in that tshuva, writes, oh, so you don't know, by the story of Pelegesh Begiva, the end of the story, the Pelegesh was killed by the Bnei Binyamin, and the husband wanted to be Ma'ir people. He took the body and he cut it into 12 pieces. They sent part of the body to each one of the 12 Shvatim to be Ma'ir them about the terrible story, what had happened there. So the Ramesha deals with it. What he did was Kedin, or what he did was Shalai Kedin. He says, this is Mamish Yoshayla. Was it Kedin? Was it Shalai Kedin? So he brings that totally in the Taitra of Atizna. If Atizna is that she was Mizana and he took her back, that means that he was a Rasha. He was somebody not a Bar Samch. He didn't have Eir. So because later he cut up the body, he can't pass an Alachas from that. But Rabbi Yosef Dafka doesn't want a Taitch that he was a Chayte. Dafka not. So Mamela Ramashals, he could bring a raya from that mice, so at least it's possible to bring a raya from that mice. So you know the whole story, so you have a problem. Most people don't know the whole story, they have no problem. So okay. Okay. Good question. It says Yud Beis. So why 12 if it had to be the Yom? Okay, anyway, let's see the Gemara. Vaita, Amar Rav Yehuda, Zvuv Bekaira Venima Vaisimakim, Zvuv Misusa Venima Sakanta, some concept of Venima Vaisimakim that could bring the husband of the Sakana, Ikadi Amri, Idi Vidi Bekaira, Zvuv Unsa Nima Pshusa. Amar Rav Chista, La'olam al yatal adam eime yisera b'tech beisai, Shari Pilegesh begive hitel olav baila eime yisera v'ipila kama riva v'es miyisrael. He said, look at this story. You shouldn't be matal eime yisera b'tech beisai, because that causes all kinds of tzaras. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, kala matal eime yisera b'esai, seibol de sholosh averis, v'ilarei shuchazdam chal ha-shabbos. So he says, this nice took place on Shabbos. Terrible things happen. Omer Rabbi Barachano Hadami Rabbanu Shlosh Tzvar Tzarchel Misa Beisei Erev Shabbos Im Cheshecha Asartem Eiravtem Edliku Asaner Sarach Lemirminu Benichusa. You have to say it calmly. Ki Hecha Delekablu Mine. I have here a Shailam Pshat in this Gemara, which I'm not sure what the correct answer is. A person is not supposed to be Matal Eimi Yisera B'tach Beisei. We know it's not nice. It's Matal Eimi Yisera means that the people in your house are afraid of you. They're afraid you'll get angry. If something goes wrong, you'll get angry. You'll get upset. That doesn't mean you necessarily scream at anybody. But even if you just get upset and you sulk when things happen. So also, the people are afraid something will go wrong. You'll become impossible. So therefore, that's us. Is being Matal Eimi Yisera Osir be'etzem, or it's only bad because it leads to bad things? What's the aveira of being matal eimi yisera b'tach beisai? I'm not sure. Let's say you have a person who's matal eimi yisera b'tach beisai, and nothing happens, nothing bad comes from it. Let's say you have such a person. Is he over anything, or is not over? He's over? The Gemara's mashi is not over. Gemara says, Erev Shabbos, say things calmly. Why? Ki hecha delekablu minei. So they should listen to you. It's mashma de pe'etzem, you don't have to say things calmly. Let's say beforehand, you tell people in your house, Erev Shabbos, I always get nervous. Just ignore me. So it's okay to get nervous, Erev Shabbos? No, I'm saying, the chesaron is chesaron be'etzem. As one specific, I was learning Mesil Sisharim. If you learn Perek Chaf Beis, Balgaiva, it's very unclear there. Let's say someone's a Balgaiva. He thinks he's the best in the world. He's number one. He's smarter than everybody. But he's also smart enough to know if I act like a Balgaiva, no one's going to like me. So he behaves like he's not a Balgaiva. But inside, he really knows he's smarter than everyone. When people tell him things, you know, he humors everybody. He doesn't behave like a Balgaiva. But inside, he really knows that he's number one. Is something wrong with that? Tavas Hashem kol gvalev. Tavas Hashem kol gvalev. So that means why? Because of the way he behaves? Or because inside? Because it's not true? I understand. It was not projected outwards. The Lashon Mesil Sisharim, after the beginning, which is not Mashma so much that way, afterwards this Lashon is that you're not allowed to be a Balgaiva because you won't be able to control yourself, you're going to do certain things. Balgaiva has to do certain things. It's Mashma that Be'etzem, it's not an issue. Metzias is, it'll always be that way. So let's say a person is 2 minutes before his death. So he figures nothing's going to come from it. So now I'll be a Balgaiva, I'll be a captain. These things won't matter now. I'm saying theoretically. They're wrong. You're allowed to think things are wrong. If I think it's raining, it's not raining. I'm not over any Aveira. Say I think it's raining outside, so it's not raining outside. So what? It's a bad meter to think it's raining when it's not raining. I don't know. I'm not sure what the end. It seems that bid midas are also be'etzem, but I don't know. If you look at the Marsha, on this Gemara. The Gemara says in the top line, Ki hez mil kablu minei. Omer Ravashi, anola shmi eliha derabar b'chana v'kiyamte misvara. What did he say? I never heard this memra. V'kiyamte misvara. So it's a big problem here. What's he telling you? Ravashi says, I never heard this thing that, who's the first one that said it? Rabbi Chana said it, and I did it on my own svara. Shkayach. Rabbi Chana also did it on his own svara. And he did it in his svara, and you did it in your svara. So what are you coming to tell me? Ravashi says, no, if it would be Eliyahu Navi, and he says, me too, one thing. But here, two Amirah, this Amirah said it, and this Amirah says, I did it with svara myself. So Yeshkayach, what are you adding more? That's Mashal's kasha. Mashal's teretz, I think, maybe I'm wrong, is that that's good for what they're arguing it. Rabbi Barbara Chodesh said, don't say things angrily, because they won't listen to you. So they should listen to you. Rabbi Barbara Chodesh, the reason is, Rabbi Ashi said, you know, I never thought of that. That they'll listen to me better if I say it calmly. I did it misvara. I say things calmly. Be'etzem, I say things calmly. Naki heichid l'kablu mine. I'm not sure. The Mashal is very bekitzer, but what he seems to say is that Rabbi Rabbi Chanehel say things calmly because otherwise you're going to. You're not the one making the erev. You're not the one being nicer. You're going to get other people to do it. If you want to get them to do it, it's a practical thing. Say it nicely. And the Rav Ashi is saying no. Anyway, this is one Gemara that people are not so zohir in. People at home generally say things harshly, and that makes people not want to listen. If you tell a child something harshly, and at the minute he's scared, he listens, it makes it meus to him. It doesn't make it pleasant to him. It's not something he wants to do. So this is maybe the most important Gemara you're learning all year. Say things calmly. Generally, you're happier if you say things calmly. Anyway, as I state, Amar Abavo, Loi Lam Al Yatal Adam Yisera Emi Yisera Dech Beisei Shari Adam Gadol Hinti Yisera Dech Beisei Vechilu Davar Gadol Umane Reb Chananya Ben Gamliel. I don't understand this Gemara. Reb Chananya Ben Chanina Ben Gamliel was an Adam Gadol. And he was such a captain beside Beisei, they almost fed him treifas. Because they were afraid to tell him, right, the piece of meat is missing, so they replaced the meat with something else. And the Gemara asked, Hashe behemtes, or sigash omet kal yadim, tzaddik, avasalai koshkin, he's a tzaddik. I don't understand, what kind of tzaddik is he if he's not the lame Yisera of Dech Beisei? There's the Gemara.
His doubt, no better.
They almost fed him tarfus. Gemara is saying he got so upset that they fed him tarfus. Gemara says it can't be. They did get upset. They fed him treifus in the Havamina. They mamish fed him tarfus. Right? They mamish fed him tarfus. Gemara says, what do you mean he's such a big tzaddik? He couldn't have eaten tarfus. In his mind, they wouldn't get upset. Right. He just made a mistake and shot him up.
Right. So
it's his wife's fault. Because the wife got upset. He assumed his wife wouldn't get upset. Maybe that's Pshat.
Sorry, he made a mistake. Maybe he was mad around the neighbor.
So then what are you learning from his story? What he did was right.
Even with garments for Kedusha, you shouldn't be.
So then he was wrong. So then what he did was wrong. So what kind of tzaddik?
You would think that there's something like Pinchas, you have a right to get upset. Pinchas also did something, but we should put ourselves
into
that situation.
There's an Ar Sameach. There's a question. Why in the Torah is there no tzavah on Midas Titus? Why is there a pasuk in the Torah? Lo yatal adam, al yatal adam, emi yisera v'davesa. Why is there such a pasuk in the Torah? So there's a machlokes what the correct answer is. Rabbi Chanan brings b'shem Reb Chaim Vital that midas tovus are hakdama to Torah. Not in Torah, they're hakdama. You have to be a bal midas tovus. You can't come to Torah. But be'etzem, that's avos. Just they're hakdama to Torah. Dar Sameach writes that midas tovus are not shava b'chol adam. It's totally, everybody has a different nature. Some people are easier to get angry, some people not easier to get angry. You can't write an absolute rule for everybody because people are different. Everybody, lefit tenuas nafshay, has to be better. But you can't write a davar hashavah for everyone. Some people have a tenuas hanefesh in one direction. And their halacha is a different halacha, a different level. So it could be Reb Chanina ben Gamliel was on a certain level, and it could be it wasn't rishis on his part. I don't know. No. So Torah is saying everybody shouldn't eat nevela. Everybody can control himself not to eat nevela. That's what the Rishon Meir says. But we can say don't blow up totally until you burn down your house, and that means less than that you're allowed. So how's the Torah going to write it? It's not a davar shava by everybody. That's what he's saying. For some people, it's an obligation. Well, that's something else obligation. Why can't a tzaddik have a bad midah? It's true. The Rambam says that a tzaddik. The Rambam in Shemana Parakim writes that even a navi, ain't a mitnaya navi, she ain't mushlim b'midaisa. That's that Rambam where he writes. They screamed at him for it, but he writes, "Ein mitnaya navi that a person should be mushlim b'midaisa, because Yaakov Avinu was mechusser in midas habetochin and he had nevuah, and Shmuel Anavi was mechusser in midas that he had." He writes about. Yaakov was afraid. He says he was the mechusser mida. So he writes that he could be mechusser in midas, but that he was so mechusser in midas. I don't think anybody here is such a kapton that they would feed you treifas in the house because they're afraid you'll be angry.
That could be that he was very mocked, only at tarpa, so in that inning they were afraid of him.
Okay, I'm not sure. At any rate, Sunday hopefully we're going to try to finish a lot of the Agadah Gemara, so make sure you stay ahead of me.